Oh, hi. My name is Finding Lady, or Rachel, or Lady, as you like to call me. This is kind of my first audio I'll be posting on here. I'm going to kind of call it like a postcard series, if you will, where y'all can kind of get to know me and know my thought process on things, and yeah, just a little behind the scenes. So to let y'all know what type of headspace I've been in the past week, and sorry, I had to pause there for a second because I have my window open and people are coming up and driving up and saying hi. You could kind of hear it in it, like the gravel under a tire. That's basically it. But back to what I was saying, the headspace that I have been in for the past week, and kind of just to give you an explanation of how I got into GWA, I just got out of a long relationship, about almost three years, and yeah, the whole reason why I got into GWA is because of a lack of affection, and I found affection in the audios that I listened to, whether it be safe for work or non-safe for work. It helped a lot, and I felt like a goof because of shenanigans, but it was really nice. And so I thought, you know what, that'd be really cool to be able to do, because I've had compliments on my voice before. I'm as I've heard from all of y'all, you think it's quite soothing, which is awesome to me. I don't quite see it, but I can understand it. I've always loved making audio type files, whether it be singing or content on Twitch that I used to do, well, still kind of do, or things like that. I've just always loved putting out content, and I've been basically a content creator for the past six, seven years, and I've loved it. I've loved every minute of it. So I thought more and more as my relationship kind of drew to an end that, you know what, I want to be able to put out different types of content. And once it did end, I found out that I had to move. And the only place that I could move is to my family's ranch area thing. So there is a good bit of acreage that I'm on. I am out in the middle of nowhere. I do not have very good internet, so that means I can't stream on Twitch. So audios are a way for me to still connect with my community from Twitch. Whether it be safe for work ones that I just send them or not safe for work ones that I send on GWA. They are amazing community, and I would gush about them if I could. But since y'all aren't quite part of it or haven't found it yet, I'll not to talk too much about it. But so my headspace right now, it is October 11th. I have been posting on GWA for 11 days. I am still freaking blown away by the response. And I never thought I would get that massive of a response. I thought I'd get like some people like it and other people didn't, and I understand that. That's completely what I thought was going to happen, but I didn't think y'all would enjoy my stories this much. It still shocks me. My apothecary stories and my Forest and the Prey stories, they're things that are floating in my brain. And they've been floating there for a while. So being able to finally get that story out and the loveliness that is Rin and the witch. Oh, it's so lovely. I love it. I love being able to finally get that information out there. And I love that y'all like it. I didn't think they all would, but y'all do. So yeah, I'm rambling. And I know I'm supposed to be rambling, but oh God, I hate when I ramble. back to what I was saying, sweet Jesus. If you can't tell, yes, I am ADHD. It hits like a brick sometimes. The reason and the state of mind that I'm going to be in, as I said, it is October 11th. Tomorrow is October 12th, of course. And October 12th would have been my 3-year anniversary with my now ex. And it sucks because I'm very much in a very bittersweet, melancholy state because I wish that we could have made it happen. I wish we could have made it work. But it just wasn't meant to be. And I am actually, surprisingly, very much happier out of the situation than I was in. And that is not, well, it kind of has to do with him, but it was more of how we interacted together that happened. So it's a bittersweet moment. And I am doing everything I can to distract myself from what's happening, from everything around me, in the sense of that relationship. It hurts to talk to him. I'm not even gonna lie. I still have to get in contact with him every now and then. And he's probably gonna stay one of my really good friends as long as I can get over this situation. Because he's a wonderful person, and we were friends before this all happened. So it's just interesting, and it hurts and it sucks, and yeah, this is just a little peek into my life. I'm still very happy. I'm still ecstatic at everything that's happening. I'm still enthusiastic of everything. It's just reminiscing and letting myself kind of go through those emotions, which I don't like because it causes me to cry, and I hate crying with a passion. I'm getting better at it, though. I'm getting a lot better at it. I'm learning that I can just cry and cry and just let it happen because I'm a very strong person. I have been through some evil deeds. And so crying is okay. I've actually, this past relationship taught me that. I've actually learned a lot of things in that past relationship. It was really fun. It was really good. I was happy, but just not secure in myself. Happy. And now I am. And I'm getting to be a little bit long for this type of audio. So thank you so much for everyone who listens to this. If you want to send me a postcard back in a way of an audio, please feel free to. I love listening to y'all. I love talking to y'all. You can do it through an audio, or you can do it through a comment or a direct message, however you'd like. But I really just like the thought of being pen pals and giving updates. And it doesn't have to be often. As I've been on here for 11 days, as I said. And yeah, I've already made so many great friends. Y'all are so crazy. Like, where the hell did y'all come from? But I'm so glad that I'm here. And yeah, I'm going to stop rambling. Oh my God. I hope you get back to me, wherever and whoever you are. Have a wonderful weekend, week, day, whatever. And I will talk to you later. Bye.